In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Rich Schmidt coming to you. I'm the founder of Prophecy Focus Ministries. And folks, we've been just having a wonderful time, at least I have, talking about the Holy Spirit and His life-transforming work in every single believer. Well, last time we were together, we talked about the grieving of the Holy Spirit. That was kind of a rough topic. Folks, I know if you've trusted Christ, you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, that the last thing you want to do is to grieve the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be on a much, much happier topic right now, and we're going to talk about the sealing of the Holy Spirit. This is an absolutely exciting, wonderful topic. One of the things that Christians often are concerned about, and when I talk to folks about their relationship with Jesus Christ, and folks, first of all, I trust that you do have a personal relationship with Christ. If not, we'll tell you how to get that before we end our broadcast today. Do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, if you do, the Bible makes it very clear that there's a couple of wonderful things that take place. Why don't we just stop for a moment? Let's make sure that, first of all, that we are Christians. So how do we define what a Christian is? It's not somebody who simply goes to a church. It's not somebody who occasionally goes to an Easter or Christmas service, or maybe you were baptized when you were a child. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about what is a true Bible Christian. Well, it's very simple. I'm going to go through four quick little things this morning just to make sure that, number one, we understand what a Christian is. And it's like, well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Well, actually, it's not as simple as it may seem. And here's why. Are you ready? Four key things. If you're taking notes, feel free to write this down. The first thing to becoming a Christian is, number one, we need to know that we've sinned. Romans 3:10 tells us that there's none righteous, no, not one. That means none of us are perfect. Romans 3, verse 23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, every single one of us is a sinner. We're not righteous, we're a sinner. The bad news is that in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it tells us that the wages, or what we've earned because we've sinned, is death. Now, we're not just talking here about physical death, because all of us will eventually physically die, whether we're a Christian or not, barring a concept known as the rapture, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18, which we'll leave that for another broadcast. But let's just assume, for biblical sake, that every single one of us will die. What does that mean? Well, what happens when you die? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 tells us for the Christian that when we're absent from the body, we're immediately present with the Lord. In other words, when a Christian dies, their soul, their spirit, if you will, goes immediately up to be with Jesus. But what happens to their body? Well, that body goes into a casket, or some people, of course, are cremated. The body is buried, if you will. So, all of us are sinners. All of us, the wages of our sin is death, physical death, but it also implies spiritual death. And you're like, well, what does that mean? There's literally two deaths spoken about in the Bible, and we actually touched on this in our last broadcast. In Revelation 21 and verse 8, it talks about not just the physical death, but a second death. And it talks about a whole list of sins, and the final part of the verse says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So God, that wrote Revelation through the Apostle John, makes it very clear that there is a second death. Physical death, spiritual death. Well, the good news is this. Yes, we've all sinned. Yes, we all deserve hell, if you will. But Jesus Christ, here's the good news, number three. Jesus Christ, God's Son, came down from heaven, paid your sin debt on the cross. Did you realize that? Your entire sin debt was paid by the Lord Jesus Christ when he went to the cross, gave his life, and was buried, and 3 days later was resurrected. And you say, well, Brother Rich, I've always known that. I've known I'm a sinner. I know that I don't deserve to go to heaven. I understand that if I got what I deserved, I You know, I'd have to pay for my sins in hell. I get that. But I do believe that Jesus Christ is God's son, that he came down from heaven, died on the cross, was buried, and rose again. So I must be good to go, right? No. You say, what? I'm not good to go? If you simply understand those first three things, which probably everyone listening to me does, you're not there yet. You say, well, what am I missing? Are you ready? Don't miss this. If you understand those first three things, that's wonderful, but there's something you have to do. You say, what do I have to do? All right, let's go to it. Mark down these verses and look at them, please, when you've got time, when I'm off the air. Take your pen and write down Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And many of you know this, but many of you may not know this. And here's the key. It's the fourth point. First one is we're sinners. Second is we don't deserve heaven, but actually the lake of fire. Third is that Jesus Christ, God's son, died on the cross for you, was buried, and rose again. Those are the facts that we need to know. Now, number four is what you must do to become a Christian. You say, there's literally something I have to do. Absolutely. Are you ready? Again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace, God's free unmerited gift. Did you get that? For by grace are you saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast. Did you catch that? You say, wait a minute, what are you saying here? I thought you had to get baptized. I thought you had to take communion. I thought you had to take the Lord's Supper. I thought you had to go to church. I thought you had to be as good as you possibly can. And that's how you seal the deal with God. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally not. Here's what the Bible says. Are you ready? Let's hear it again. Let's go through that verse, Ephesians 2, 8, and let's pick it apart. For by grace, God's free unmerited gift. God has a gift that he wants to give to you. Did you hear me? A gift. Nothing you can buy, nothing you can pay for, nothing you can do. It is a gift that you must receive. For by grace are you saved. Saved from what? Saved from the lake of fire. Saved from your sins. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. It is not of yourselves. Did you catch that? It is a gift. You cannot earn it. You cannot buy it. You cannot pay for it. It is a gift that is given to you through the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. Have you ever accepted the gift? Can you say, I will stop trying to earn heaven on my own? Have you ever said that? Have you ever realized that Jesus could care less? And that's a strong statement. He could literally care less about what you've done in your past. He could care less about how much good you've done. All he cares about is that you acknowledge that his son bled, died, was beaten, was slapped, was horrifically treated, was nailed to a cross, his feet, his hands. He suffered like no one ever suffered, and he gave his life for you. And that is what a true Christian is when they finally say, I receive the free gift of Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection that he did for me. Have you done that, my friend? Have you asked Jesus Christ into your heart and received him? If you have, then you are a true Christian. And here's what happens when you trust Jesus Christ. Now we get into this concept of what the Holy Spirit does for a Christian. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And here's what he says. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Oh, that's a joyful thought. God says, listen, we talked about the grieving of the Holy Spirit in a past broadcast. Now we're looking at the benefit of the Holy Spirit. What is the benefit? When you trust Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit immediately comes to dwell in you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. When the Holy Spirit comes to immediately dwell in you, what does the Holy Spirit do for you? He seals you. What do you mean he seals me? Folks, what are we looking forward to in the future? You say, well, a good job, lots of money, getting married, I don't know, going on vacation. No. That's not what we're talking about. What are you looking forward to at the end of life? Oh, that's a heavy thought. That's super heavy. No, you know why, folks? You know why you're listening to a Christian broadcast right now? Because you want to know what's going to happen to you after you die. You want to know that. And well, you should know that. That's a wonderful thing to know. Why do you go to church? Regardless of what church it is. Because you want to know what's going to happen to you when you die. Every single one of us has that inside of us. We want to know what's going to happen to us someday when we breathe our last breath. And the Bible tells Christians exactly what's going to happen to them. He says you are sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption, the day when Jesus takes you and brings you home to be with him. Folks, isn't that a wonderful, wonderful thought? You are sealed. Now, I've heard many Christians say this. I am not sure that I'm sealed. I'm not sure that I'm living a good enough life for God to bring me to heaven. Yes, I've trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I have no doubt about it. I know I've trusted him. But I'm not so sure he's going to take me to heaven. You know, I've really done some not so good stuff since I became a Christian. And I think I might have lost God's favor. Well, ladies and gentlemen, young people, would you please listen to what the Bible says? That's not what God says. It's not his word. It's not in his word. The Bible makes it very clear that when you trusted Jesus Christ, again, 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, for all have been placed into. The actual word that's in most of our English translations, it's the word baptized. However, caution, the word baptized doesn't always refer to water baptism. The word baptized has nothing to do with water. The word baptism literally means to be placed into. So, yes, we do have water baptism in most of our churches. Most Baptist churches, Bible churches, we do what's called baptism by immersion. We place people in the water, placing them into the water, which is the baptism concept we place them into. Well, in 1 Corinthians 12:13, it makes it very clear we were baptized or placed into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit. You were baptized. You were placed into the body of Christ through, if you will, spirit baptism. And that corresponds directly with Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, who says what? When the Holy Spirit came to dwell in you, you were sealed. Oh, that's a great thing. We were sealed. You can't take it away. When we go back to the biblical standpoint, back in the day, they used to have scrolls. They would wrap them up. They would put a wax seal on the scroll to keep it from being open. The king would take his ring and he would implant it in the seal. That was an irrevocable, unchangeable document. It was sealed. And God is saying, Christian, you are sealed. Are you doubting that you're going to go to heaven one day? If you've trusted Christ, do not doubt it. Do not in any way, manner, shape, or form deny what God has promised you, and that is Ephesians 4:30, that he has sealed you. Listen, if you've been worried about that, if you've been fretting about that, Christian, if you've truly trusted Christ, you've truly come to him, you've truly given him your life, you've truly believed Jesus Christ is God's Son and have embraced him, and you truly are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know the Holy Spirit has come into you, 1 Corinthians 12:13, you are sealed. Let's rejoice with that this week. Let's go out rejoicing today and be thankful for that. Well, thank you for listening to the Word for Life broadcast. God bless you. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.